Welcome to Parenting Kids and Dogs 101, a limited series podcast for parents who live with kids and dogs, or plan to. I'm your host, Michelle Stern, the founder of Pooch Parenting. I'm not just a certified professional dog trainer and former teacher, I'm a mom too. In each episode of this series, I hope you feel like I'm chatting with you, one parent to another, about life with kids and dogs, answering common questions my clients ask me, and giving you simple solutions to make your life easier and safer. I hope you'll subscribe and join me for the whole series. And don't forget to grab the accompanying workbook at poochparenting.net/podcast workbook. Enjoy! Welcome to episode 2. In today's show, I want to talk about something that will help to normalize some of the feelings that many parents experience when they're raising kids and dogs at the same time. And that has to do with overwhelm and regret. One of the reasons I'd like to talk about this with you is because I don't want anyone to feel that they are alone and that they're the only ones who are experiencing these struggles, because the reality couldn't be farther from the truth. At the end of the day, tons of people wonder if it's normal to feel as overwhelmed as they do. And one of the reasons for this is that parenting in general can be totally overwhelming. And then when we add a dog to the mix, it can make things much, much harder. One of the biggest concerns that parents have when they're raising kids and dogs together is that they don't feel that they can get anything done. They wonder how they can pee, how they can make dinner, how they can fold laundry, how they can help their kids with their homework or read stories before bed when they have a dog who's full of shenanigans running around the house. Additionally, it can be so difficult because we don't have eyes on the back of our heads, and parents ask me for help with this all of the time. Oftentimes, the solution to this is something that we mentioned in the first episode. By using management strategies, we can function. We can take breaks, we can focus on our kids, or we can have our kids play in a safe zone of our house while we give our dogs more attention. Because at the end of the day, we often are in conflict. It is so common for families to feel like their child or their dog is getting the short end of the stick and that nobody is getting the kind of attention that they deserve at any given time. So management strategies can include things like using baby gates or pens or closing a door with a dog or child on one side. Of course, safely. We don't want to leave our young children alone, obviously. But sometimes we need to shut a door so that the dog doesn't get into the Legos or ruin a prized puzzle or something that your child is creating. Additionally, if your dog has any challenging behaviors like guarding a bone, then closing a door can give your dog a safe zone so that they can enjoy enrichment items like this without any risk of them being afraid that your child will intervene and take that away. If you like what you're hearing so far, don't forget to grab the free workbook that comes with this limited podcast series. All you need to do is head over to my website, poochparenting.net/podcast workbook. Social media often has parents believing that they are not adequate because everything we see online makes people's lives look easy and safe, makes their dogs look normal, makes them look like the kind of dog we wish we had. So for example, maybe you see whole families out with their dog on a picnic and everybody is behaving beautifully. Their dog isn't chasing kids or barking at other dogs. Or maybe a family is eating breakfast outside at a cafe and the dog is sitting nicely under the table while the children are sitting politely eating their food. But honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't always look like that. And people are just not very honest about their experiences. And the things that are hard are often kept private rather than shared. And so the result often is that parents feel like they're failing and that our dogs aren't good enough or our parenting isn't good enough or that we don't have enough dog training skills to keep everybody safe. But I want to keep things real for you. I specialize in seeing families who are raising kids and dogs at the same time, and it is very common for parents to wonder if they've made a mistake. Maybe they shouldn't be living with kids and dogs together, or maybe they should not have gotten a second dog. It's so easy to doubt ourselves, wonder if we've made a mistake. Another common circumstance that I hear many parents in is that after they bring home their new baby, they are overwhelmed and exhausted and feeling emotional and filled with all the hormones, which is totally normal, and they wonder if their dog might be happier living somewhere else. This is very, very common. It is not just you. And it's okay, because these things are normal. And the good news is that there are strategies that you can implement that are so easy that will allow you to feel better about your parenting and see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's only natural for questions about our kids and dogs to arise from time to time, especially as our babies grow up and our dogs mature. And if I'm being honest, it's not really worth asking for free advice from friends or even online, because you can't rely on the accuracy of the feedback you're getting. If you'd like to learn more about the Pooch Parenting Society, where I offer practical life and science-based tips and strategies, ongoing support, and a safe place to share, head on over to safekidsanddogs.com. From one parent to another, I see you, and I promise that you're not alone. Thanks for listening.